Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio, relationship radio at its best, where we discuss those things that others are not willing to discuss. Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio broadcasts every Thursday evening from 11 until 11:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And let me just say, Sadie, happy Women's History Month. Listen, we honor you today. We wish you all the best during the rest of this month.
Thank you.
And you know,
and the same to all ladies out there listening.
The same to all the ladies out there listening. Before we go on, let me give you our guest calling number. You want to call in? It is 646-716-7031, 646-716-7031. Tonight's topic proves to be provocative. It is how to love a black woman. Simple strategy. In my opinion, Sadie, tell me what you think. If someone wants to love a black woman, then they need to ask a black woman. But that strategy, though very simple and very logical, I think that all too often we fail to do that. Sadie, what do you think?
I think that we fail to ask the black woman, and I think we fail to acknowledge exactly who the black woman is.
All right. We fail to acknowledge, we fail to ask the black woman, and we fail to acknowledge who the black woman is. What do you mean by that?
Basically, she's one of very few women who actually has an ego equivalent to almost the average man.
See, now, Sadie, you started something.
Who, me?
we just started the show, and already you tried to set it off. I have never heard this. In all my years of living and through all my relationships, I have never heard any woman that I have dated talk about what? Women, the black woman has an ego about the same size as a black man. Hey, listen, you got to elaborate on that.
I said about the same size as the average.
Oh, of the average. Okay.
The average black man.
So listen. You have to explain yourself. Because, see, I'm a student today. I'm learning from you, and I'm learning from the women who will be calling in. So, listen, I am sitting, figuratively speaking, at your feet, and I'm learning from you to help us.
Okay. A black woman has pride. She has a lot of pride. And she also demands respect. And those are a lot of things that men do when they're in the company of men. And as you know, we have alpha males who will also often dominate the pack. And when you put five men in a room who do not know each other, everybody kind of lines up and falls into a category. That is the same thing that actually happens with the black woman. She is normally an alpha A-type personality. So sometimes when a man is dating, seeing, or interacting with a black woman, and he immediately feels like he has to step up, that can be intimidating and cause him to step back. Because if he does not understand the black woman, he does not know how to deal with her.
You're saying a lot, Miss Sadie Sharp. If he does not understand, now you listen. I'm sitting here and I'm like, wow, I have never heard this. And you know what? At the same time, it's helping me to make sense out of the relationships that I have had. So maybe what you're saying is that there is a natural fight for or struggle for authority and control within any relationship with a black man and a black woman, or a black woman and a black man. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. What I'm also saying is a lot of times when black women say, oh, you're such a nice guy, or you're too much, you know, he's just too nice. What that basically means is I'm stronger than him. There's no way I could submit to him.
Listen. We got it. You know, I want to continue this, and because you have opened up the cans on this show. And I like what you're saying, and I'm learning from you, and it's provocative. I want to take a minute. Let's go to a song, Ego by Beyonce. You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio, Relationship Radio at its best.
Oh, baby, how you doing? You know I'm going to come right to the chase. Some women were made, but me, myself, I like to think that I was created for a special purpose. Now, what's more special than you? You feel me? It's home, baby, let's get lost. You don't need to call in to work cause you the boss. For real, won't you show me how you feel? I consider myself, okay, that's a big deal. Why? Well, you got the key to my heart, but you ain't gon' need it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets. You didn't know what's inside, no need for me to lie. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. He talk like this cause he can back it up. He got a big ego. I'm humble, right now I don't choose. You can leave with me, or you could have the blues. Don't call it arrogance, I call it confident. You decide when you find out what I'm working with. I know I'm killing you with them legs, but yet them thighs. Matter of fact, it's my smile, or maybe my eyes. Boy, you a sight to see, kind of something like me. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit.
Ego by Beyonce. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio, Relationship Radio at its best. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Tonight's topic is how to love a black woman. And Sadie, I have to say that you have started this party off right. All right,
look, all the guys.
Yeah, you know, listen, you shared some things that have been enlightening to me. And I want to bring up one of the concepts that you brought up, one of the things you said. You talked about the whole notion of the, if I could use this phrase, the alpha female. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
All right, now let me jump in. Let me say this. Now, you know that's a book, right?
I did not know that was a book.
Well, you listen, listen. That's a book. I don't listen. I've never heard the term alpha female. Maybe that reflects that I'm not very much informed. Although I beg to differ with that. Never heard the term alpha female. As a black man, I'm going to tell you how I respond to that.
Okay.
So what I say and what I was thinking about during the musical break, I said, all right, so does that explain the antagonism that sometimes occurs between black men and women? And also, if it is, am I in for a continual power struggle with the women I'm with?
Are you in for a continual power struggle with the woman that you're with?
Yeah, because I'm alpha. I got to tell you, I'm an alpha man.
It depends on how you handle it. And I basically think that President Obama and Jay-Z are perfect examples of men with big egos who can handle a woman who has one as well. And what they basically do is they focus on themselves and they do such wonderful big things that whatever it is their wife does just complements them. It doesn't make them feel inferior. A lot of times the reason a man will continuously challenge a woman, try to hamper her and put her fire out is because he's supposed to be the bigger man, the one with the bigger ego. What you should do is allow your woman to cause you to grow, not try to stop her. But the bigger she gets, it should motivate you to get even bigger.
Now listen, when we get to the till the end of the show, I definitely want you to have the last word because this whole show is really about women teaching us. You mentioned one of the points I want to make at the toward the end of the show. So this alpha female, does she have the capacity? You spoke to how we as men should deal with it. In other words, we should do our thing, have our egos to lift our woman. Does this alpha female, will she allow herself? Because I see you as an alpha female, and I say that as a compliment. At the same time, does the alpha female, will she allow herself to be lifted and to be complimented by her man, or will she seek to outshine him?
She will only submit to a man who is stronger than her. Only. Just like when the dogs are running in the pack. If a stronger dog comes along, then that dog that is currently the leader of that pack will submit out of respect, but never out of weakness.
Mm. All right, so basically what you're saying is that how to love a black woman, and let me just say for those who would like to call in, I'll call my number 646-716-7031, 646-716-7031. So, Sadie, what you're saying is for this alpha female, this strong black woman, this upwardly mobile black woman, this black woman who can raise children and put in a day's work and be a businesswoman and be philanthropic and all of those things, that ultimately it's not about we dominating her, it's about us engendering her respect.
Exactly, because she will not submit to you if she does not believe you're stronger than her. She will not submit to you if she does not believe that she can respect you and trust you by submitting to you. She's not going to allow anyone to lead her astray. And that's this woman that they refer to as a B-I-T-C-H.
Right.
They refer to as this I don't need a man attitude. You know, you got to remember that 53% of your personality is your genetic makeup. Regardless of what we have been through as a people, as a race, we are still 53% of our genetic makeup. And if you go back into Muslim times, basically African-American women raised the children until they were 13, and then they would go out with the fathers to hunt. She was not there looking to a man to protect her every day, just bring back food. So that is another reason why the African-American female is so good at the single-parent household.
Mm.
Because 53% of that is genetics. But what has happened, unfortunately, is that the African-American male's ego has been weakened over the last couple hundred years, and African-American female's ego has been strengthened. So there's now an imbalance.
So let me jump in. So what you're saying, and I understand it as a black man. I remember with my first wife, I said, you know, I have hell in society. I have hell in church. I have hell in the streets. I don't want to come home to hell. And my whole point was that I need to have somewhere where I feel strengthened. And I think what you're saying is sometimes we as black men overcompensate, and instead of recognizing that we simply have to be strong and bring about that respect from our women, we try to dominate our women. Is that true? And thereby causing conflict. Is that true?
I wouldn't say that's necessarily the exact case of why the household could be upset sometimes.
All right.
I did have clients that I coached recently where you had this woman who was used to running her household, and the man walked in, and the first thing he did, as a man, he wants to feel like he can contribute. So he started telling her, you should do this instead of this and that instead of that. Okay, would you do that to your boy? Would you do that to a male? No, you would not. So you got to realize, this woman has been doing this, but you immediately want to walk in and now break her down and make her step down. You want to say, you know, come down off of step 13 down to step 10. And she's like, brother, are you serious? Like, what you're telling me, I know doesn't make any sense. So now you got a constant battle. Because instead of him going up to step 20, he wants to get her to step down so he can feel bigger. Why don't you step up? And I'm speaking honestly, God, truth. A lot of times that is the issue with the scenario. And now there are some black women out there. There are women out there, period, that have things from their past, specifically minority women, because of growing up in broken homes.
Mm.
But generally speaking, the average black woman, as you know, is referred to as a menace to society right now, but not necessarily because of not contributing to society, but actually because they're dominating the workforce, they're dominating over the black man as far as, you know, being employed. So that is, again, weakening the black male ego, but strengthening the female ego. So how is a black man supposed to step up and figure out what to do with this woman? That is really a lot. So it would be great if we could have women tell men tonight what it is they want. But I'm telling you right now, the first thing with a woman is respect. You have to realize that a strong woman will test you. She will test you, just like a guy would. That's how you decide who's going to run the pack. And if you fail,
next. Just like, hey, listen. It's just like Pimpin' Ken said, you will get a new Chinese name, one gone, right?
If you fail, it's just downhill from there.
Again, I'm loving this conversation. We're going to go to a song. I love this song. To me, it is the women's empowerment anthem. It is I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio, Relationship Radio at its best. And tonight's topic is how to love a black woman.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your
You've been listening to I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor, the Women's Empowerment Anthem. This is Real Relevant and Raw Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Tonight's topic is how to love a black woman. And we've been sitting at the feet of relationship coach, relationship guru, an all-around exquisite woman, Miss Sadie Sharp. And Sadie, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Now, you use the term submit a few times during this show. Now, you know the feminist and the womanist are going to get mad because you use the term submit. Now, is submit the issue as black men and women come together in relationship, or is it perhaps a negotiated partnership? Is it the woman's role to ultimately submit?
From a black man, from a man's perspective, I would say yes. From a black man's perspective, with one of the issues of black women not submitting, I would say that is an issue.
So, I'd like to answer specifically, do you think a woman should submit to a man?
Do I personally think a woman should submit?
Yes.
I think that, honestly,
yes,
it depends on the couple. Because not all men want a woman who's going to submit to them. Some men may say, no, that's what I, you know, definitely that's my woman will have to submit to me. I got to wear the pants in my family. And other men will say, no, I want a woman that's an equal partner. Other men will say, you know what, I don't mind being a stay-at-home dad. She can go out and make all the money. I'll cook, clean, and whatever. It depends on the people, Michael. There's really no one way.
I agree. And you know what? I'll add something else to it. I'll add a fourth reason to it. Some men aren't ready to be submitted to, if I could put it like that. Or maybe better said, I think some men aren't ready to lead. No disrespect to our men. You understand what I'm saying? And you know, you really enlightened me during this conversation that the alpha female comes to the table with strength, with the ability to lead, with the ability to provide for herself and carry on her own life. And we can't just expect a woman to relinquish all of that when she meets us, when there's a connection, when we start dating, and even when we get married. I think that's what you're saying.
That's what I'm definitely saying. Basically, it needs to be a match, and it's not a match if a man is looking for a woman to submit and a woman does not believe that women should submit. That's not a match. A match is a woman who believes women should submit and a man who is looking for a woman to submit, because some men can actually be turned off by a docile woman.
Mm. So it's really about that man and that woman getting to know each other.
Not as much as it is getting to know each other as it would be being compatible. It's about
being
compatibility. Right. Compatibility is most important. So, I mean, I agree with you. The only way you know if you're compatible is to get to know each other. So, yes. But the most important entity of it all is being compatible. There is no right and wrong. It's about being compatible. And unfortunately, in our era, compatibility is not that easy for the African-American man and the African-American woman, because basically they've been raised almost on two different farms.
You know, you're saying a lot. You're saying a lot, and this is good. And let me ask one last question. We have 3 minutes left. A little bit more than that. do black women really know what they want? Because, you know, listen, I'm looking at our Facebook posts, and we've been posting all week, and we really, normally we get a lot of feedback, a lot of commentary. We have not gotten a lot of commentary, and we can interpret that in any number of ways, right? Is it because you're an articulate woman, right? Intelligent, able to express yourself, clear about what needs to happen. Is it that black women may not really know what they want and therefore don't articulate it, or leave it up to us to discover it? So in the real sense, we as black men play hit or miss? Or is it the case that people tonight simply want to listen to you or listen to us?
Well, I, you know, if I had to speak for African American women, what I would say is that it's a very sensitive subject.
All right.
You've got to think about it like this. I think there was a study done in 2011, and it was like the top five most attractive women as far as their ethnicities, and
right.
they rated black women as number five.
All right. And
Sadie,
you know what? We have a caller. Can you hold just 1 second? Because we have a caller. We're going to take this call very quickly. Caller, you're on the air. You're on Real Relevant and Raw Radio.
Hi. Hi, Sadie. Hi, Michael.
How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thank you. I was just listening this entire time, and I was just thinking about it as a black woman, wondering what is it I should tell my man in terms of how to love me. And I really do think that it varies from, you know, woman to woman. I don't think every black woman is the alpha female. I do think we get caught up so much in the gender status that we kind of lack the natural boundaries that we're supposed to have with each other, as you mentioned with Jay-Z and Beyonce, you know. It's just a well-respected couple. I don't feel as though Beyonce comes off as, oh, I'm the alpha female, because she's very humble and just comes off really smoothly with it. But at the same time, I think Jay-Z does respect that she is a woman of power and is not afraid to allow that to illuminate. And I think when we talk about submission, I feel as though it comes off like it has a negative connotation to it. But if we really look at it, a man and female balances each other. You know, a man is able to be more logical and be rational with a situation versus a woman who comes off more with the emotional side but is able to be multifaceted or be able to do so many things. So I think we kind of balance each other, and I don't think that it should come off like, okay, I am a strong woman. If you can't handle me, I'm going to go for a leader or something like that, because it always buckles. We always end up sleeping with the pool guy or something. Who gives us the emotion?
who is this on the line? Can I have
this
your name?
This is Ray. This is Ray.
Oh, hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I know I just belched out a lot.
Hey, Ray, listen, we you said some things that are very insightful, and we thank you for the call. We have 10 seconds left, so let me just say, this is your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And you've been listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio. Have a good night. Bye-bye for now.